Elvis Presley's granddaughter files lawsuit accusing company foreclosing on Graceland of fraud. By Warner Todd Houston on May 21, 2024. Elvis Presley's granddaughter has filed a lawsuit against the investment firm foreclosing on the singer's historic Graceland home in Memphis, Tennessee. She is alleging fraud and insists that the company has no legal right to the property. Danielle Riley Keough, an actress and the daughter of Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, is the current owner of Graceland and was awarded a restraining order against any sale before the courts rule on her allegations of fraud against Nosh Sahni Investments and Private Lending LLC, the company filing the foreclosure on the estate, CNN reports. The company claims that Keough's mother, Lisa Marie Presley, had borrowed $3.8 million from them and gave them a deed of trust against the loan. Lisa Marie subsequently died in January 2023. But Keough's lawyer claims that the documents that Nosh Sahni Investments presented are not factual. These documents are fraudulent, Keough alleges in her lawsuit. Lisa Marie Presley never borrowed money from Nosh Sahni Investments and never gave a deed of trust to Nosh Sahni Investments. The actress's lawsuit also says that the notary whose name appears on the document never met Lisa Marie Presley nor notarized any document for her. Keough's lawsuit further claims that Nosh Sahni Investments appears to be a false entity created for the purpose of defrauding. CNN noted that attempts to reach Nosh Sahni Investments for a comment were fruitless and even the phone number listed for the company is no longer in service. Nosh Sahni Investments attempted to claim ownership of Graceland and announced that it would sell the property on May 23. Keough, though, was able to get an injunction to stop that action. Elvis Presley Enterprises, the company that manages the Presley estate and runs tours and other events on the site, also proclaimed the documents from Nosh Sahni Investments to be fraudulent. Elvis Presley Enterprises can confirm that these claims are fraudulent, Elvis Presley Enterprises said in a statement. There is no foreclosure sale. Simply put, the counter lawsuit has been filed as to stop the fraud. Keough's next hearing is set for Wednesday in Shelby County, Tennessee. Graceland is second most visited home in America, second only to the White House, and according to court records, Lisa Marie earned millions annually from her stake in the property. The estate is worth around $500 million, according to Elvis Presley Enterprises. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.